This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Have lots to talk about. Thursday, September the 26th. Is it already? Yeah, it is. It's 26th. I don't know why I didn't think it was the 26th, because that would naturally fall. Yesterday was Wednesday the 25th. So I guess we've made it. Let's all hold hands in contact of living. Everybody ready? Jennifer Horn's holding my hand. Victoria Keelan is holding my hand. Kara Schillen is holding the bag. So I guess we're all set and ready to go. Another hour of conversation. More yakety yak. Don't talk back about the impeachment of Trump. Bill Clinton's even in on the act, I see, Jennifer. Not that he has.
Yeah, everybody's jumping in.
Walk him through it.
About that. That's about right.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, what we can expect today, there's more fun, more fireworks, more excitement, is that the whistleblower complaint concerning President Trump's call back on July 25th with the Ukrainian president has been declassified, and it should be released. So it wasn't immediately available to the public. It went to Congress first yesterday, but I think it's expected to be released this morning. It's been declassified. It's been released. People are saying, again, you've got a lot of people spinning on both sides of the aisle. Democrats are saying this is the smoking gun. This is it. This will show you that President Trump's up to no good. And then you'll have Republicans saying there's nothing here, and this person, this whistleblower, has a political bias, which was originally why the Inspector General didn't give much credence to this when they got this complaint a month ago.
Nobody knows who this person is yet, right?
I'm just going to say he for now. He says...
You know who it is?
No, but he says he wants to remain anonymous, and he's fighting very hard for anonymity.
He started this.
But it's been reported, because a lot of people in Washington know who this is, that this guy was a former donor to Joe Biden, that he has connections and used to work for Hillary Clinton and for Chuck Schumer. So that's why the stories about political bias are spinning around, because they feel like maybe there was an angle to all of this. So President Trump yesterday was in New York and met with Ukrainian President Zelensky, and they actually had if it wasn't so serious, they actually had kind of a funny press conference, the two of them sitting side by side. Zelensky says, it's better when we do these things on video. He's cracking jokes about the whole thing. He said that he never felt pushed in his... It's okay. Yeah. He had to ask his interpreter a few times, but he mostly spoke in English. He said he never felt pushed by the president. I think that meant pressured, but he used the word pushed. And then later on in the day, President Trump gave a press conference where he really kind of turned the tables and said, look, I'll release everything you want. Because now that he's released everything, of course, which we could expect, there's calls now for him to release the documents from before this call. So the phone call before the call that was released. So it's kind of a never-ending thing. And he said, you know what, I'll release all of it. But I want total transparency. I want Joe Biden to release all of his records as well. So I'll release what you want, but you need to release, you need to call for the same thing from Joe Biden and from others who have been accused of doing this type of thing. So that's where we stand today, waiting for the whistleblower complaint.
So I want to know who first among us can spell President Vladimir Zelensky's name. Carrie, you want to step up to the bat and take a shot at this? How do we spell Vladimir Zelensky?
Assuming Vladimir is not that hard.
It's Voldemir, and I'll help you with that.
Okay. Voldemir.
Otherwise you'll get it wrong.
Oh, wait a minute. You're going to help her cheat?
It's not Vladimir with just the L and the A switched.
Right. I'm not going to help her cheat. I'm just going to say the name right so she gets it right.
V-A-L-D. Okay.
It was Voldemir, she said. Like Voldemort.
Voldemir.
Voldemort.
Yeah.
Voldemort.
Why are we doing this? I've already lost. Let's pass it on to Jen.
Well, Zelensky's Zelensky, because I've been reading a lot about him, and all of us have. So,
we could call him President V. Zelensky. Never mind, Volodymyr. Volodymyr. At least was that translated?
Still not Volodymyr.
Voldemir.
Voldemir. Well, that sounds like Valdery, Valdera. You know that song?
No.
You don't know that song? You sing that when you were a child?
Yes, I know.
Why do you always sound surprised when we don't know Valdera. Something about, like, the 1800s?
What's the point?
Just a second.
Trying what's to figure out what the question is.
Trying to, I want to have people know, this is a civics lesson of the year, to know who is causing all of this trouble or in whose name this trouble is being caused. I guess that's probably, and it's good to know the presidents of various countries. I think you sound much more educated, and with it, if you know who the president is, for example, of Ethiopia. Do you know who the president is of Ethiopia?
Not offhand, no, do you?
No, I don't.
No, this is not, you don't ask
me. Do you?
I'm asking the question.
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah, exactly. Captain Glasshouse.
Speaking of Glasshouse.
I love your crystal palace.
Do you?
Instead of the spelling bee and all of that, I will give you one thing that's been driving me nuts since we've been talking about Ukraine.
Okay.
Everybody in the world that says the Ukraine.
Oh,
stop.
I know, right?
We don't say we're building a wall with the Mexico.
I know.
The country name.
Ukrainians.
So people Bill get with Clinton, band names, too. It drives me crazy.
I want to know what Bill has to say about all of this. It was sort of a brief remark, but I think it's worth at least a chuckle to hear what Clinton had to say. So who wants to step up to the plate and give us the comment that was issued? That was actually, he was taking a question or two from, I don't know, it was a press conference or something. He was at some event. And he briefly commented on the issue. Bill Clinton, ladies and gentlemen, we might even find his words somewhere. He's actually looking better lately. Have you noticed that? Seems to have a little sun, a little color, not looking quite as old and haggard. President 42 was at the Global Economic Forum in New York. And he went back to 1998. Comments came on the... Well, I guess he referred to Nancy Pelosi first, he said, quote, it's going to be looked into, and it should be looked into. That's it. End of story. Next question, please. So, I don't know who else has comments? Any other politicians? We know Andrew Jones. There have been presidents, but the impeachment process can be used to get rid of people who are in the Supreme Court, people who are in Congress. People, I guess you can, if you want to get rid of the governor of your state, but I don't know how many people other than Johnson have actually been impeached and didn't work for him either.
No one was removed from office ever.
Nobody's ever been removed from office.
No.
Was Nixon impeached or he just resigned?
No, he resigned.
Impeached. Yeah. But he would have been impeached, right?
Probably. Yeah. He was.
But it's hard to know if he would have been removed from office. That's the tough thing, is that it's very dramatic. I mean, they bring the military in and like, wrestle the person out of the office. So, I don't know.
Oh, you think? That's an interesting thought. So, let's say, just hypothetically, whoever, it doesn't have to be Trump, anybody is in office, and they get impeached, and the Senate and the House, with two-thirds majority, vote them out. That is, they are no longer the sitting, whatever the office is, the sitting president. And so the person who's in the office says, "That's too bad. I'm not leaving. You guys can vote me out all you want. I'm staying here. I'm going to continue doing my job." So they'd send in the what do they
military
do? Military
comes in.
The military, really, and moves you out.
Yep.
And what happens if you resist? Let's say the president pulls a gun out of his drawer and says, "You can't take me."
I have a feeling they'd probably kill you.
Really? That'd be the end of it, huh? Okay.
That would be a good movie, though. What if he set up, like, a hostage situation? I'm not leaving.
I feel like we already watched that movie in Venezuela where he didn't leave even though someone else had been elected.
And who is, by the way? That's a great question.
Guaido.
So, by the way, the administration yesterday announced it was going to triple the aid for Venezuela's Guaido, the development assistance. The opposition leader still there is... Has this the first time we've... What, does he have his own bank account? Because he's
well, Maduro is the president, so Maduro's still in charge. Guaido was the guy who won the election, who we recognized, who we tried to help, but it didn't work out. Maduro had the help of Russia and everybody else. He had military presence around him. He didn't leave.
But
so he's there.
But Guaido is going to get $52 million for programs in Venezuela that support the National Assembly, independent media, civil society, that sort of stuff. So what is how is he going to distribute it? I don't understand this, because as you just said, Maduro is still there. He was in the office at the beginning of the year, sworn in. So what is this? I don't know.
Was he sworn in, though? I don't know. Or did he just claim that he's still the president?
Well, I think it was he was sworn in, as far as I know, for a second term, beginning of the year.
Swore himself in.
But why would AID get involved at this point? Because it's still such a mess.
I know that we still give aid, and we still give aid to the people suffering.
Yeah, but what is
remember,
the status?
They don't have food.
How does Guaido get the work? Does he work? Who's paying him to be president if he's not the president, really? How's he getting
paid? Very active in spreading out aid and stuff and trying to get people help that need it. So he crossed, one of the big stories from a couple months ago is he actually had crossed out to get more aid and some of the supplies that other countries had brought in that Maduro was actually blocking. And he went out and got them and brought them into the country for the people. So I don't know how he does it, but there have been stories about spreading that out in the past.
To which you, I'm sure, have the answer, Jennifer. Let's go to your...
Sure. I know it all, Doug.
Fabulous.
Just rub my stomach.
Okay. I'll pass on that at the moment. California paying $4 a gallon at the pump because of various upsets, including something in the wholesale market in San Francisco. So the price 4 or 5, what, 7, 8 years ago was over $4. And now...
It was over $4 last year at this. It's so funny the media goes bananas and writes stories about it going over $4. So, like, it's never happened before. But it has happened. Absolutely. Yeah. Does it stay there? No. It actually, thankfully, will go down into the threes. But now they're warning people in California that because of this issue in Northern California that the gas prices are going to go up, which I think is a huge excuse. You know,
yeah, of course it is.
Once everybody decides to push it up for a little while, they all stay at the same amount so that there's really nowhere for you to go. Maybe you go to Sam's Club or Costco to save 3 cents, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. This is Chevron's refinery in Richmond. Chevron is one of the couple, 76, that are sort of native California gas companies. But
the last time it was up to $4, there was a refinery that caught fire in the South Bay in Southern California. That was last year. So
we haven't heard any more about the blow up because only one of 9 different segments of the blow up in Saudi Arabia of the refinery over there. Apparently, it hasn't affected things as much as people thought it was.
Well, because the first day,
released some
of
the reserves.
Yeah.
But the stocks love to react to that stuff. So Street, you know, took it. It plummeted, and then everybody bought back in. And,
Slice and dice it.
Yeah.
Speaking of buying back in, hopefully you are not buying products that are harmful for your teeth when you're thinking about having them brightened, because there's a lot of stuff on the market. There really is. A lot of people are thinking about their appearance. They want to look their best. Of course you want to look your best. Why wouldn't you? And the brighter your smile, the whiter your smile, the better you look. Your grin, your smile. Let's see those teeth. Yes. If they're yellow and ugly, because you have been drinking too much coffee, tea, wine, smoke a little, whatever it is, you've tried a number of whitening products, because there are lots of them on the market, and they have worked, but then you go to the dentist next time, you got a new cavity. New cavities come from erasing or wiping out your enamel. You don't want to do that. You want to protect the enamel, which is what you do with Power Swabs, all-natural tooth detergent. Get it now. Lighten up that smile. 800-208-1797. Tell them you're listening to the DJV program. 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walk around.
I've heard this song before any number of times, because it's one of the songs that we use for our American Family Farmer Show, one of the adjunct programs that I do in addition to the DJV show, is a focus on the American Family Farm. It's farm, food, and family stuff. And Luke Bryant is the voice, the music from various farm tours, various farm songs that he's done. And interestingly enough, he... week after, Farm Aid launches the 11th edition of his farm tour today. It's a six-city tour. Has been performing on stages set up in the fields of farms all over the country. For the first time, in fact, he's going to bring the farm tour into Kansas and Oklahoma. He actually grew up in Georgia, farming community there. And at each tour stop, he shares his appreciation by donating a check to a local farmer and a local charity as well. He hands out scholarships to students who come from the ag background. That's pretty cool, don't you think? 150 scholarships have been given out so far by him. Wow. I am a fan of his, but I'm not happy that he has Bayer serving as the tour sponsor, which owns Monsanto. So I passed that over. Bayer donates a meal to a farmer, a big deal. Over the past couple of years, the campaign has donated 3 million meals, though, $180,000 to food banks and local farmers in each of the stops. So where is he going? By the way, Cole Swindell is with him, Mitchell Tenpenny, the Peach Pickers, I don't know who, and DJ Rock, the Peach Pickers. We got any music from the Peach Pickers? I'd like to hear if they sound fuzzy.
Well, get I didn't it. Have any music, but now I'm not going to look for any.
I'm going to get you.
It's not a genuine request anyway.
A protest.
Yes, it was a genuine request. Actually, it was. Yeah. All right, so they start in Marshall, Wisconsin, at the Stats Brothers Farm. And then the 27th, they're in Richland, Michigan, for the appearance at the Stafford Farm. September 28th, Pleasantville, Ohio, Miller Family Farm there. October 3rd, Louisville, Kentucky. No, Lewisburg, Kansas, at MC Farms. October 4th, Douglas, Kansas, Flying B Ranch, and then at the Adkins Farm in Norman, Oklahoma. It'd be interesting to find one of those people for one of our farm shows, Victoria, and one of the people from one of the farms, just
that'd
to see
cool.
how it all pieced together. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So it gets underway tonight. Congratulations. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you enjoying the music of Kinky Friedman. Resurrection. I don't know this guy, but I like this song. This guy, Jennifer.
I hope you know something that I don't, because I'm not too sure about.
This is good.
Yeah, it's cool. It's old time country.
It is. Yeah.
This is the kind of country I love. Willie Nelson's in on this track too.
Is he?
Yeah. You'll hear him come in. I think like halfway through.
Uh-huh. Studio album. Well, this sounds like somebody get along well. He wasn't at Farm Aid, though. Anyway, he has all but retired from songwriting after 30-some-odd years. His latest album follows his last year's Circus of Life. He's 74 years old, feels rejuvenated, wants to make music again. Circus of Life, more of an intellectual record, he says. I mean, I hate intellectuals, but I'm one some of the time. Well, I kind of like that as well. I think a lot of people, he says, are going to hear this record and they'll make a Kingster very happy, or I should say make the Kingster barely happy. You can do this, Willie. Crank that up there. Home where I belong. Yeah. You might think that it ain't right. I'm driving
half the night. No, it's fab. Hey, he's wrong. It's resurrection.
This is a good
time. Yeah, I'm digging this. I'm going to listen to this new album, see when it comes out.
Released October 15th for those who are looking for it. Resurrection from Kinky Friedman. 28 after the hour. Ain't got no direction.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's lamenting that diplomacy he's been conducting this week at the UN General Assembly has been overshadowed by what he calls an innocent conversation with Ukraine's president back in July.
You folks were saying such lies, such horrible things about a call that was so innocent and so nice.
A summary released by the White House does show that in the phone call, President Trump did urge the Ukrainian president to investigate his political rival Joe Biden. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff says,
it's hard to imagine a worse abuse of office than this.
A whistleblower complaint sparked by that phone call could be made public later today. The president says the U.S. has struck a new agricultural trade deal with Japan. After meeting with its prime minister, he called it a big victory for U.S. farmers and ranchers. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Here we are, a cut above the rest. The DJV show, if I may say so myself. I know it sounds prejudiced because it's me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Believing in ourselves, we have chosen to be happy, not unhappy. We have chosen to be solid, not full of fear. We have chosen to believe in ourselves. And I don't know what the message is. The message is that we're open-minded. And that's a very important thing, I think. Today is a good day for us, every day, actually, to think about how important it is to be open-minded, to wait for all the ducks to line up on both sides of an issue, right? So let's see what we believe. The world of sports will be less because of a voice that will be gone after today. Right, Victoria?
Yes, that's true. Marty Brenneman, the voice of the Cincinnati Reds since 1974, will call his last game today, and the Reds will take on the Brewers. He is 77 years old. He is known for his tagline, "This one belongs to the Reds," and he has called some real baseball milestones. Hank Aaron's 714th homer, which tied him with Babe Ruth, he called that. Three World Series titles, and Pete Rose's record-setting hit as well. He says he will not be tempted to come back after he leaves today. He said, quote, "I truly believe I'm going to be a whole lot less relevant, and that's good with me. I'm fine with that." So today is the last day to hear him.
So he and Pete Rose, remember I was in Cincinnati for a couple of years doing afternoons on WCKY, and Pete Rose followed me on the air right after he was indicted or whatever, he got into trouble with the IRS. And so I was thinking as you were going through that, one day he brought Marty Brenneman down to the studio. The two of them were very good friends. They probably still are as far as that's concerned. And Brenneman was not, his stature didn't belie his voice. Does that make sense? You know, you look at somebody, you hear someone on the air.
Happens a lot in this business, actually.
Yeah, it does. You get a visual, and it's kind of fun. Actually, people who listen that don't know what you really look like, they get this visual figure, if you will. And so as you think about that, and Brenneman's not the stature, sometimes voices, you know, in singing, it sort of reminds me of Scotty McCreery, the kid that was on American Idol, remember him, a couple of years ago, that became a country singer of sorts? It just...
Big, deep voice.
Yeah, right, exactly. And when I look around at the current generation of broadcasters, people that are doing, they have this smooth baritone voice, there are a few left that are considered giants in my mind. I think Johnny Miller, who was doing the Baltimore games, I think he's doing, is he still doing games of the week and things like that? Just when I look at, I think about Vin Scully when I'm in this league here, Jennifer. He was it last year at this time. He was
a couple of years ago.
Has it been?
Yeah, my very favorite. I'm telling you,
57 years with the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah, but if there are voices that I recognize, it's my parents and Vin Scully from the youngest age. I grew up with him, and I miss him, and it's very... The cool thing is when you watch a Dodger game, they always start with Vinny saying, "It's time for Dodger baseball," so they always reuse that, but these are iconic voices, and, you know, to your point about, like, kind of the announcery tone, I don't even know if that's in style anymore. It seems to me that the new class of sports announcers, play-by-play people, even radio people... I don't know that you have to have a special tone to your voice anymore. Before, if you were on the airwaves at all, on television or radio,
Mel Allen
to have a certain tone.
Another name, Kurt Gowdy. Some of these guys that did the same teams for Kurt Gowdy, the Red Sox, then he did the National stuff, and Johnny Miller is more contemporary, but I'm thinking of how he sounds. They had that sort of, there was a southern twang to them, whether they were from the South or they weren't, frankly. I mean, we can go through a lot of
them. Well,
for
what it's worth now, it's really interesting because to me sometimes that really fake announcery sound, it'll actually turn me off now when I listen for someone who is kind of a phony, who it doesn't come naturally, but they think they have to talk like this.
Like a puking nose.
The only other one, Lewis is going to kill me for saying this, but he's a huge Mets fan, and so I think it's Keith Hernandez, but I call him Deviated Septum. I go, "Oh, how is Deviated Septum today?" Because he just sounds like, he just sounds like he really needs a corrective surgery on his septum because it's so annoying to listen to him.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I love the Dodgers, but they have two different play-by-play guys that switch. And the guy that was supposed to be the young kid prodigy who's going to replace Vin Scully, it's like, oh, my God.
Awful.
He's talking like that. The one thing that's consistent and what people may miss is that what sells on radio, on television, in play-by-play is warmth. Vince Scully had an amazing voice that sounded actually like warm honey. It sounded
Harry
like warm
Carey
honey
in
dripping
Chicago.
Over you.
It was another one. Harry Callis in Philadelphia. I'm thinking.
And I think people, and a lot of people who have that big announcery tone had that warmth to their voice, and I think that's what made them good. It still makes people good on the air when people believe that you're warm. But I think a lot of people mistake that big voice for like, and that's not it.
Yeah.
it's not it.
Think about Dick Enberg and some of these other people. And what's his face, the comedian, the actor who's in Milwaukee? Oh, it just went out of my mind. I thought of all these other names would come to me naturally. Bob Uecker, yeah.
He did he ever do it for real, or was he just so convincing in
He still is. The voice of the Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, yeah, he did, he's been doing play-by-play for decades.
Oh, I
didn't
know that.
Acting, oh, yeah.
I just knew he was Kiner. Really good in the movie.
Yeah, he is good in the movie. But he's like that in kind of real life. Tim McCarver, doing it for a long time. Not as good, I don't think, as some of these others, but... it's just, it's, as the season, and this is, I'm going to choke on these words, comes to an end. When do the playoffs start? They must be starting pretty soon.
Next week.
Mm-hmm. Next week. Yep. So the Yankees still suck.
Their home games.
Yeah.
No, the Yankees are real good.
Yeah.
And so, you talk about Minnesota. They're good. And, of course, my Dodgers.
What?
Good.
The Dodgers? Come on.
Except for their pitching. Let's say, offer up a prayer tonight, if you don't mind, for the Dodger pitching.
Okay, we'll do that. Russ Hodges was another one that was associated with the Giants. I'm thinking about some of these names that come into my mind. I couldn't tell you any of the, even, I do know Castiglione does the Boston Red Sox, but I couldn't tell you any other, I couldn't give you a name. Maybe Joe Buck, who is a weak second to his father.
Joe Buck.
Yeah, he's not his father, but he got the job because of his father.
Mostly I can't stand him because he hates the Dodgers. In the last few years during the playoffs, it's so glaringly obvious that he has a favorite that it just makes me, blech. Yeah. Joe Buck. My nemesis.
Yeah, Marty Brenneman. Anyway, he has been, as Victoria said, for... started in 1974, and is 55 years? Does that come out? Is that the math on
this? Yes, but I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Phil Rizzuto. Holy cow! You don't even know you don't even know who he is, right? Phil Rizzuto.
I know the name for sure.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But I don't know that I'd know much more than that. Is he a baseball manager or a coach?
No,
or
he was the voice.
Yeah, oh, okay.
He was a player. He was one of the few players that went on to be great in the booth. He was from the era of Mel Allen and Red Barber, Joe Garagiola, Bobby Mercer, some of those. Tom Seaver was a player as well, and they lasted 40 years or more in the booth. He was a pitchman for the Money Store for a long time, but it probably wouldn't have been in your era, I'm thinking, as I think. about who's there. And then Bob Costas did St. Louis before he did national stuff. And that was the same story with Kurt Gowdy. Tony Kubek was a great announcer, I thought, anyway, when you get down to the brass tacks. I loved Joe Garagiola. He used to be on the Today Show. He was a player, and he was in the 50s and 60s. And then he was such a warm guy. He had a game show. You know, so he did everything from there. And so, you know, it's just you think about the greats going back a bit. Mel Allen certainly comes to mind. When people think about, don't you all know Mary Mel Allen's, you know him, right? Doesn't that name ring a bell, yes or no?
No.
No, really?
Just like Jerry said, he asks us these questions, and he's always surprised if we don't know who these people are.
Well, I don't know. I just I'm thinking it go through all of it.
What is his story?
You know, one of these guys that gets into the booth that people love, like Vin Scully. You know, what's his story? He never played ball. He loved the game and got into a circumstance where he could do the. He proved when he was a youngster that he knew the game. Even as a youngster, a young voice, but it was a good voice. Jennifer did a magnificent job of explaining what it was, that smoothness, the warmth that those people had, all the early ones. I think on many people's list, Vin Scully would be probably on the top, Jennifer, much as anything else. Speaking of things that we remember, today is Remember Me Thursday, a global awareness campaign uniting people and pets. This is really important. Please listen up. This is something that not only happens in our country, but all around the world. It's sort of an integrated day, a voice for orphan pets to live in homes. Can you, I mean, think about seeing some of these ads on TV. You see, you put a face to an image, or you see them posted online all the time. Dogs that are waiting to die. They don't know they're waiting to die, but they know something is up. And they're in these shelters, pet adoption. I remember when we went to New York to the Kill Center in Brooklyn and got Millie. It was really looking around at all those dogs and thinking, I want to take them all home. I think that's what happens when you go into these
it's
places.
Hard. So oh,
it
hard.
Really
oh,
is.
Gosh.
Remember Me Thursday reached nearly 330 million people on social media. The official spokesperson is Bethany Frankel, founder of the Skinny Girl Empire and former Real Housewife of New York. Other celebrities working on Remember Me Thursday, Damon John from Shark Tank, Andy McDowell, the actress, Bo Derek, the actress, Diane Keaton, the actress, Debbie Gibson, who's a singer, George Lopez, the actor, Katherine Heigl, as an actress, Polly Perrette, the actress, Rick Springfield, Winona Judd. I'm sure there are a lot of other people that we've left out, but if you're thinking about getting a dog, think about those that are orphaned, that are in cages, that are, I mean, you can't, it brings me to tears. It does.
Yeah, it's so important. So many people just, I don't think the stigma is nearly as bad now as it was, but it used to be like, oh, you know, who wants a dog from the pound?
Yeah.
Remember when people called it
people.
The pound?
The
I don't
pound.
Even know what the pound meant, but.
Yeah, it was a dog pound. It was called the dog pound.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, so at least I think a lot more people are aware of what wonderful pets, cats and dogs that you can get at all kinds of shelters. So
yeah.
Adopt, don't shop.
By the way, yesterday, when I get into that, did cats pass gas thing with Warren Eckstein, our pet guy?
It's ripping.
But the response, excuse me, was pretty funny after that. Well, folks, I want you to check out your cat and find out whether your cat passes gas as well. And you can let
mine
me know
does.
On Twitter, at Doug Steffen. Yeah, I mean,
every once in a while, she gets a doozy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Not
all right,
often.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Jennifer, would you like to contribute also by giving us the list of television shows? I watched the first episode of Chicago Police last night, Chicago PD. It was kind of, I don't know if it was tough, but it was, as with all the good cliffhangers, the fellow that was running for mayor that was a police guy that was crooked got killed in the last episode of the last season. So we found out who the killer was last night. Aha!
All right, let's start with some returning shows as well on ABC. Grey's Anatomy is back tonight, your favorite, Dougie, at 8 o'clock, followed by A Million Little Things. That's back for Season 2, and How to Get Away with Murder. That's at 10 o'clock. CBS has some new programming tonight. They start off with their returning show, Young Sheldon. That's at 8 o'clock. Then The Unicorn at 8:30. This is not about a pony with the horn, but instead a single father who realizes in his midlife that he is a dad and tries to get back into the dating scene. So that's The Unicorn at 8:30. Mom is new tonight and back for another season at 9. The story that I'm really, or the show that I'm interested in seeing on CBS is at 9:30, and it's called Carol's Second Act. It's got a great cast. Patricia Heaton is in there, and it's about a mother who wants to become a doctor after her kids have grown up and she retired from teaching. Also tonight, a new show on CBS called
Excuse
Evil.
Me,
that's
just a second,
o'clock.
Jennifer. Mm-hmm. She's very prolific, isn't she, Heaton?
I know. I really like her shows.
She gets,
I like
she goes from show
one.
To show.
Yeah.
Seems to survive well, do well. Yeah.
So I'm excited for that one. It should be cute. Evil is new tonight. It's a supernatural series where a psychologist is paired with a priest in training to look in outworldly forces that work in their town. You could check that out. Fox has football tonight. NBC Superstore is back. And The Good Place back at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Well, it's not 9 o'clock now. It's 10 before this hour on the DJB show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Tech Talk time on the DJV program is 53 after the hour. Every day at this time, Victoria Keevan digs into her bag of information. By the way, looking at this, General Motors is going to start adding Amazon's Alexa to its cars. What's the story with the strike? Is it over? I haven't even heard
No, I think it's still going on. A couple of 2 weeks now. Yep, it's in its second week.
All right, what are they doing at GM with Alexa?
Well, GM has announced that they're going to integrate Amazon's popular voice assistant, Alexa, into millions of their vehicles starting in 2020. Any 2018 Cadillac, GMC, and Chevy vehicle or newer will also be eligible for this upgrade. So if you don't have a brand new car, you can still also take advantage of this. GM is the latest company to partner with Amazon. Toyota, BMW, and Ford have and Audi have all introduced Alexa into their what they call infotainment systems, and but not every model is available. They're kind of testing the waters. It's a bit of a risky bet for car companies, according to tech experts, because car companies have really struggled to develop their own in-car voice assistants that can live up to the standards of Alexa. And car owners, by two very large surveys, have all said that they want to have whatever their at-home home assistant is, they want to have that carried through into their car. So GM says that you'll be able to use Alexa for custom things. Like if you're on your way home, you can have Alexa turn on your lights, adjust the temperature in your house, and that's all from your car, which is pretty cool. So everything's going to be really interconnected. And GM said their its own research suggested that customers wanted this type of a service. And a 2008 survey done by Amazon said basically the same thing, that a majority of car owners wanted all of this to be integrated, not just in their home, but they really want it in their vehicle as well. So for drivers of older vehicles, if you want to take advantage of this, if you have Alexa in your home and you like it, you can buy, it's about a credit card size device. It plugs into your charging port. It's called the Echo Auto, and it's $50, and it will give you the same access to Alexa if that's your thing, if that's what you want. But it's a big deal for Amazon. It's certainly a big blow to Apple. Apple has been trying to develop CarPlay with certain models and makes, and hasn't really taken off as well. And so, but way more people use Android devices than iPhones. So it makes sense that GM is the largest automaker, and that they would also pair with the largest home assistant.
Yep. All right, the Sega Genesis is back in sort of miniature form. Let's get the story behind the story for that.
The Geek Out. Told you it was headed this way, and now it's here. The Sega Genesis Mini. This unbelievably faithful recreation of the great gaming console is now on sale and arrives stuffed with 40 of your favorite Genesis games. It's called Mini because it's roughly a little bit more than half the original size, but the attention to detail includes non-functioning features like that volume slider and even the cartridge port complete with doors. It's super simple to use. There's just two ports, one for power and one for an HDMI cable. You connect those and you're back to your old gaming ways with Sonic the Hedgehog, Vector Man, Golden Axe, and more. It comes with three-button controllers, but for Street Fighter, you may want to get the optional six-button. The Sega Genesis Mini is $80 and on sale now.
You are now listening to the powerful frequency of driving a Toyota Tacoma, RAV4, and 4Runner. This experiment confirms power runs in the family. Toyota, let's go places. Visit toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Next up here, Victoria, is a focus on Gmail, Google, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What do they have that's new?
Yeah, Google has started to roll out the dark mode for Gmail on both Android and iPhone devices, or iOS devices, so that's iPad and iPhone. If you already use Android 10 or iOS 13 and have dark mode switched on, Google says Gmail will automatically adjust to dark mode, and additionally, dark mode will activate if you use a Pixel phone set to the battery saver mode. If you're using an earlier Android or iOS version, you'll have to toggle a few settings to manually activate dark mode. If you want to do that, you can open up Gmail, click the settings, and you'll see where it says theme. And if you don't already have it, they say it's actually rolling out over the next 15 days. So if Gmail, the app, the dark mode hasn't hit yet, it will. Just give it some time. More and more apps are, of course, getting dark modes added. Some people say this is a lot easier on their eyes. They like the setup of it, and they like the look of it. And Google Fit has added the same dark mode feature last month for Android and iOS users, and the feature in Google Calendar and Google Keep is currently limited to Android users, but it might also change over to iOS. Google's main app still does not have dark mode for either its operating system or its Google Maps, but I think that's probably not going to change because it's easier to see all of those things with a white background. It's kind of hard to read a map with a black background, but dark mode is up and running for Gmail, so a lot of people are happy about that.
I don't care. How about that? I don't care. Makes any difference to me.
Thanks for talking about my story that way.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.